Blog Talk Radio.
I am willing to do. It would be an honor. I'm learning. And so as I continue to learn, I am happy to pay it forward. So absolutely, yes.
Thank you. I definitely, maybe we can see about talking about and bringing it to the love journey. I think that would be a great call.
Okay, sounds like a winner. It's been working for me, and I am so thankful. It's a beautiful tool to use, and it works on the nervous system is what I've learned. So it's a powerful tool to carry around with you. And you, excuse me, you can use it silently as well as out loud. So it's something that you can always carry with you. If you're feeling nerves, tensed up, get into your chant, and you'll feel the difference. I have been here to say that it does work.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, absolutely. It's my pleasure. And so good to hear your voice. I'm trusting that you're staying warm. I heard that the weather was quite exciting out there this weekend.
Saturday was different weather patterns, and Sunday was kind of warm for Chicago. Not warm like Florida kind of warm, but it's good. You know, I'm used to Chicago, so I'm grateful for all the weather patterns because I know it's all important. So it doesn't bother me.
Absolutely. Okay, that's what I love to hear. So I'm happy to hear from you and from the entire family. Enjoy an amazing day. All my love.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, Blog Talk family. Welcome, Love Journey. This is the Love Journey Incorporated, and guess what? It's a new day where all things are washed away. We're going to get ready and get started by a song called Mesa, Keep Your Head to the Sky. We got a great conversation talking about the power of choice today. We're going to have some good Love Journey energy going on. Let's get started.
Keep your head to the sky.
this point in my life. I just want to have fun. And I want to be free. Spiritually, I have grown. And I know I have a long way to go. But what I do know right now is that God is amazing. And the universe is amazing. And there's so much out there for all of us that we never have to worry and shed a tear. And I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. That was Mesa. You know, it's interesting. Last year for my birthday, my sister got me tickets to see Mesa. And then this weekend, she got tickets again to see Mesa because I absolutely love Mesa. God is amazing. The universe is amazing. Life is amazing. We're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power, one presence in this whole universe. And on this side, we recognize the divine source as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present. You see, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And as we get ready to become still, taking in a deep breath, breathing in through our nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, and remembering to breathe into the heart, and remember to release through the mouth. Family, sometimes we forget to breathe. Let's breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe in, family. Release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. And last time, breathe. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God, Infinite and Holy Spirit, the beloved I am present. As I speak, as the transcending power, as I speak from the higher mind source, I come asking that every word of my mouth come, Holy Spirit. Every meditation of my heart come, Holy Spirit. Is so acceptable in thy sight. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. As I ask you to anoint my mind, that every thought I think will be your thoughts in my higher mind presence. Every word that comes from this prayer will be from my higher myself, that I remove all of myself, come empty in this space, to receive all of you in this right now moment as my higher mind self. Come as the overflow. I'm asking you to allow me to come in a pure heart, creating me a new spirit. Renew the right mind in me as I come forth in this prayer, as you remove every human created thought, every human created ego, as I activate my I am presence to speak from a pure, higher mind self. Come with a forgiven heart. And I ask that each and every one of us come with our beloved I am presence from a higher mind. as we raise the vibratory energy in this call in this right now moment, as we raise the consciousness of this call, that we may touch the hem of the consciousness of Christ. As we raise the vibratory energy, we give thanks right now, Holy Spirit. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and speak to somebody's mind today, God. Speak to somebody's heart. Somebody came today with a mind to be blessed, God. Somebody came with a mind to be blessed today. As we call forth every area of our life to be in perfect alignment with the will of the Most High God. We call forth our financial substance to be in the perfect alignment. In every cell, every molecule, every muscle fiber will be in alignment and in agreement of that financial substance alignment. We give thanks today for new love, new homes, new cars, new births of books today. We give thanks for new books that are coming out. We give thanks for new paintings, new homes, new cars. We give thanks for all the material blessings as well as our spiritual blessings. We give thanks for a fresh anointing. We give thanks for a new wineskin and fresh revelation, God. We give thanks today. Call forth our angels to go out on assignment, to go before us today, to create ease, elegance, and grace as we move and navigate through life. We give thanks that the blessings don't get there till we get there. We give thanks that our paths have been made smooth by our angels, that all we do is walk through. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and do your stuff this morning. Like Reverend I say, you can't lose with the stuff you use when you use your spiritual tools. Come on, let's do it, Holy Spirit. Let's do it on this Money Manifesting Miracle Monday. We give thanks for an anointing. We give thanks for first anointing. We give thanks, God, that we're so blessed, God, each and every one of us under the sound of my voice, that even the blessed will call us blessed. Oh, that we are so anointed today that everything we touch not only turn to gold but platinum gold. We're giving a thanks, Holy Spirit. And we give thanks that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon holy ground. Oh, because we are your favorite rights today, God. We operating in our mastery, our authority, and our dominion on this day. We give thanks, Holy Spirit. We give thanks for this conversation. We give thanks for this love journey expansion. We give thanks for each and every person that's on the line, that will show up on the line, that had a mind to come. We give thanks for those that didn't even know they wanted to be here. We give thanks as we grow, expand our mind and our consciousness, God. I give thanks for the opportunity to be used today as a vessel. Come, Holy Spirit, and let us all be used as a vessel. Today we give thanks for the gift that each and every one of us bring to the planet. We give thanks to be a beautiful, individualized expression of the Most High Creator. We give thanks that we're not here to please God. We're here to express our God, God itself on this planet. And we give thanks that we are learning to walk in that authority as an expression of God, God is on this planet. We give thanks that we walk in it. We give thanks that we talk in it. We give thanks that we know and own it today without a shadow of a doubt. We give thanks that the greater version of ourself is coming forth more and more every day. That we remove the veils as we recognize ye are gods and goddesses. Thank you, God. As we walk in our power, authority, mastery, and dominion, I give thanks. Amen. That's how it is. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning to the sun, moon, stars, the birds, the bees, the trees. Good morning to all the land and the soil. Good morning to all today. And before we move on, I want to recognize that our brother Amir is having a surgery today, and I just want to hold him in the light
of the truth that Emir is whole, perfect, and complete. And everything that's true about God is true about Emir J. Otto Price III as we hold him in the light and love, recognizing all the angels, Raphael and healing angels around him right now, asking the presence of the Most High God to speak to his heart and speak to his emotional self and speak to his mind, and that his physical body will get in alignment with the truth, that there's really never anything to be hid, only God to be revealed. So as we walk and see our brother Emir in whole health and complete beauty of love, we thank you, God. We thank you for his gift. We thank you for his love. We thank you for all that Emir J. Otto Price is to our planet. As we recognize him today, whole, healthy, loving, complete energy. We hold that mind, we hold him in our mind's eye, in a high consciousness of the truth. As everyone that will come in the room will feel the presence of the angels, will feel the presence of God in that room in this right now moment, we give thanks that everyone that will touch him will be touched by the presence of God. That their hands will be so anointed that God's hands will take over the hands of those that are in his presence. And that nothing but God shall be revealed in this day through Emir J. Otto Price as the healing presence of the Christ consciousness that is in Emir, as Emir, all around him, as the power of the transcending power that is released through him, that is activated as we call it forth in this right now. May call it forth his healing presence, call it forth that Christ consciousness, knowing nothing else shall come but the truth, that Emir is whole, healthy, and complete. We give thanks. Amen. All right. We're going to move into our love soap. Reminding ourselves that spiritual grooming is just as important as brushing our teeth and washing our face. Honoring and loving the gift that we are to the planet is just as important as brushing our teeth and washing our face. The love soaps is a place where we honor the divine presence of ourself. And so in this right now moment, I want you to take a few minutes to move into the love chambers. You have just entered the love chambers. And I want you to move into this space, remembering a time where love illuminated, saturated, and pulsated from every cell in your body. A time when love called your name. I don't want you to just think about the time, but I want you to feel that time, because it's the feeling to get the blessing, and I want you to bring that feeling into this right now moment. I want you to bring it into your heart space so that you can feel the presence of love in your life right now. I want you to remember what it felt like to be loved, when love illuminated your heart, permeated every cell in your body, lit up your mind and your heart, where it made your soul sing. Oh, I want you to remember what it felt like to be loved. To be loved. And feel love and to give love. It could have been for any reason. Could have been a powerful energy exchange between you and someone you loved. It could have been a birth of a newborn baby. How heart-expanding
is the birth of a newborn baby, holding new life in your arm. Wow. Feeling the presence of the divine creation. I want you to remember what it felt like to hold that new life in your arm and how your heart was expanded. Or maybe it was a full moon late night. Walking by a vast body of water. Holding hands with the one you love. Looking up in the sky. Standing in the moon's glow, the glow of the moon's love. Knowing that you are love. You are loved. You are loved by the universe. As the moon's glow, as you bask in that moon's glow, you're like, wow. Seeing the ripples of that beautiful moon on the water, the mystique, mysteriousness, the power. Wow. The love. The universe is amazing. How about a beautiful sunrise? Standing in the majesticness of the sun. As the sun rises, you feel the warmth of the kiss of the sun. And you know that you are loved by the universe. As you become one with the one. As you merge into the energy of the nature of life. You know you are loved. How about when the sun is releasing itself? You know that golden time of the day that Frankie calls? The time of day when Earth takes on a golden glow, when the sun is releasing itself. You see these purples and orange and gold and reds permeating masterful art that the Creator. In all this beauty, you stand there and know that you are loved. You know that golden time of day. But whatever had you so lit up and so turned on, I want you to remember that feeling right now. Remember that thought. Bring that feeling into this right now moment. I want you to feel what you felt when you were feeling so loved. Ooh. Where love called your name. And it set you free. Where love called your name and set you free. And it was the most amazing feeling, the anticipation, the heartbeat. You remember that song? The heartbeat, it made me feel so weak. Yeah, I want you to remember what it felt like. I want you to tune in to that feeling. That, you know, we call it the frequency of love, W-L-O-V-E. I want you to move into that frequency of love. And feel the presence of love. And as you get into the divine presence of love, I want you to remove the thoughts of anyone else in this right now moment. And I want you to just take all of that love energy that you remember feeling. And pour all of that love into you in this right now moment. I want you to love you. Loving you. Y'all remember the OJs? He said, I want you to love you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Loving you. That's how I want you to love you right now. Love you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I want you to love you. I want you to love you just because you are. Because you are a magnificent, beautiful creation, individualized creation of the Creator. You are all that God is. And I want you to feel that love permeating every cell in your body for you. I want you to love you till every cell in your body becomes in agreement. I want you to love you till every part of your body is activated with this light of love. I want you to love you right now. I just want you to love you. Love you just because you are. Recognizing that your brand of beauty is absolutely beautiful. You see, nobody can do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do it. I want you to love you today. I want you to love your body temple. And in this right now moment, I just want you to tell your body, I appreciate my body. I appreciate my gifts and my talent and how I show up on the planet. And that I absolutely love me some me. I want you to love you today. Love me today. I want you to love you from you today. I want you to give thanks to your heart for every heartbeat. Thank you, heart. Thank you, heart. Thank you, heart. Thank you for every heartbeat. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for being my GPS system of bliss and pleasure. Thank you for holding my consciousness of God. I want you to give thanks to all your lungs, the power to breathe. I want you to give thanks for every organ in your body. The blood flow, give thanks to the brain. You see, our body organs and every cell and every fiber of our being operates with an unconscious process. We don't have to tell our heart to beat. It does it on its own. We don't have to tell our liver and our lungs and our kidneys to do what they do. So today we give thanks to our heart, our liver, our kidney, our lungs. We give thanks for our body unconsciously doing what it do today. And in this right now moment, I just want you to tell your body, thank you. Thank you for eyes to see the beautiful art of life. Thank you for spiritual 2020 vision. Thank you for being able to hear the melodic sound of the rhythm of life. Thank you for taste, to taste the beautiful. An amazing food that we get to taste. The beautiful smells we get to smell. Thank you for all five of our senses to enjoy the beauty of life. Thanking our bodies for movement with ease, elegance, and grace. Pain-free. just giving our bodies back to God. Thanking God for these body temples to house the individualized expression. You see, because when the Creator created each and every one of us, the Creator took itself and said, let me create you. And let me send you to the planet and be all that you can be as an expression of me. And we're so powerful. Every time the Creator sees our beautiful presence, the Creator only sees itself. You are beautiful. You are amazing. You are a beautiful expression of God today. You are an expression of the Goddess energy. You are amazing. Today, own your amazing energy. Own your ability to call forth the greatness of who you are. Call forth the champion that lives inside of you. Call forth your gifts and your talents and give thanks, because you are a gift to the planet. You are a gift to the planet. And as you place your right hand over your heart today, give yourself permission to live from your heart. Be present in your body. Be present in your heart. And ask you, how can I bring more pleasure, more enjoyment, and live from a place of bliss into my life today? Come and have a blissful day. As I remind you today that love is an inside job, and you haven't been loved until you've been loved by you. You have not been loved until you've been loved by you. And in this right now moment, I want you to pull out your mirrors, and I just want you to look in your eyes. But I want you to say to you, I want to know your name. I want you to say your name, and I want you to say, I love you. I really, really, really love you. And I want you to really look past the depth of your soul, into the depth of your soul. Look past your physical presence and look into the depth of your soul. Look into the heart of you. And I want you to speak to your soul as you say your name and say, I love you. And I want you to speak to your heart today. I want you to speak to the point where your soul begins to sing just because of your presence. I want to know your name. Let's say it together. Your name, I love you. I really, really love you. Let's do it. Janine, I love you. I really, really love you. Janine, I love you. I really, really, really love you. And last time, Janine, I love you. I really, really, really love you. And I want you to marinate in that feeling. I want you to marinate in that thought. You are so worthy to be loved. You are so worthy to give love, receive love, believe in love, be love, walk in love, because you are love. You are love. Own it today. Own your ability to be love. Feel love. No one can do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do it. And you really are a gift to the planet. Are you feeling love today? Are you recognizing who you are today? Are you owning who you are today? Welcome to your love experience.
Teach me how to love. Something about love that scares me. There's something about caring.
All right, all right. You know, I could get into some music. Good morning, family. Thank you for being a part of the love energy today. We're going to sing our love song, and we're going to keep it moving. Who's singing today? Is it Jackie?
Yes, yes, yes. Good God morning, Lady Love. Peace and blessings to you.
Peace and blessings to you as well.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Who sings that song? That song, is that the best song? Who's singing that song?
Oh, Teach Me How to Love.
Yes.
That's a group called Blue Magic.
Oh, Blue Magic. Okay. I love that. Thank you so much. Thank you for that beautiful love. So thank you so much. Good God morning, family. Love Journey family. Our Blog Talk Radio family. Good God morning to you. We are truly blessed to have another beautiful, blessed day, a day of love, a day of celebration. Oh, wow. Love is so amazing, and I'm falling in love more and more with myself each and every day. So thank you so much, Lady Love, for giving us permission to love ourselves each and every day. I'm loving it. Family, this is the time when we continue in our love soak, where we plant that seed of love, and we shower with our love song. I love myself so much so that I can love you so much, so that you can love yourself so much, so that you can keep on loving me. And family, let's send a love shout out to our brother Emir. Emir, we love you. We're thinking of you. We keep you lifted up in prayer. And with God's divine love and healing, all is well. So family, let's star six our phones and let's shower our seed with our song. And we're going to do this on a count of three. One, two, three, let's do it. I love myself so much, so much. So I can love you so much, so much. And you can love me so much, so much. So you can keep loving me. Oh, yes. I love you so much. So I can love you so much. And you can love you so much. So you can keep loving me. I love you so much. So I can love you so much. And you can love you so much. So you can keep on loving me. All right. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We keep the love growing. We keep the love flowing. It is all about love. Namaste. Back to you, Lady Love.
It is. It is all about love. Thank you so much. And that love song is so powerful. I just see myself sometimes in my shower thinking, I love myself so much, so much, so I can love you so much. And I rub my hot oil over my body singing. And it is such an amazing song to move the cells and the molecules in your body. It is an amazing song to lift your spirits. Sometimes I sing myself to sleep singing how much I love myself. You know, love is amazing. You see, true love is not arrogant. True love is confident. And it recognizes the beauty in the presence of others as well. And so as we move throughout our life, it's so important to be reminded that we really are gifts and that we really are love and that we really are all of the embodiment of who Christ is in us right now. So many times we walk through our life with negative conversation, and life is all about energy, and we attract through our energetic expression. So learn to love you. Learn to have positive and loving conversation, compassionate conversation with yourself. I tell you, on the journey to learning to love me, it has been more than what I could ever think, ask, or imagine. I thought I was learning to love me, but I never thought I'd find the presence and be able to own who I am and unafraid, unapologetic, and with no apologies, nothing needed but just to show up and be me and not think about what nobody else is thinking about me other than the fact that I'm worthy and deserving to be wherever I am because I am all that God is. And own it. It is so amazing. And love does that. But that's not our conversation today, so we're going to get started with our conversation. Today is our conversation is about the power of choice. We're going to listen to Michael Jordan for a few minutes, and then I'm going to read something from Napoleon Hill, and then we're going to open up the line if anybody have any questions, comments, or just want to make a comment, because choice is one of the most powerful things we can do. So let's hear Michael Jordan.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Jordan.
Every day, the first person there before the sun would be Jordan. And he was there because he wasn't good. He would work with a batting instructor and work all day long and be the last person to leave every night also. I asked him what it was like for him in the morning. And Jordan said, I get up before the sun comes up and I make myself some breakfast by myself. He was down there alone. And I get in the car and I'm driving to spring training, and there's no one really out on the roads yet. And I look at the seat next to me, and I see my dad. And I talk to him. I think to myself, Pops, we're doing this. We're doing this together. And the day would end, and he would say to the batting instructor, can we do a little more? I think I'm getting this. I think I'm learning this. I think I'm getting this. And that's when Sports Illustrated put him on the cover, saying that Michael Jordan is embarrassed baseball. And as I would watch him there every night as the sun was going down and the other ball players had left, and I would see this guy working to get better, Michael Jordan working to get better, I couldn't help thinking that if you ever have children, you ought to pray that they grow up someday to embarrass you like this.
What he did teach me was don't be afraid to try. The worst thing that can happen is it doesn't pan out the way that you envision it. But at least you know that by giving it a shot.
You never succeed without that possibility of failure. I mean, each time that I do something, I can go in or I can lose. You know? And it's that inner confidence that you got to have to take that chance.
Maybe it's my fault. Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym. Maybe I made you think that every shot I took was a game winner. That my game was built on flash and not fire. Maybe it's my fault that you didn't see that failure gave me strength, that my pain was my motivation. Maybe I led you to believe that basketball was a God-given gift and not something I worked for every single day of my life. Maybe I destroyed the game. Or maybe you're just making excuses.
Everything that I've done in my life, I've taken a chance in either succeeding at it or failing at it. But I've taken that chance, and I will not let the opportunity of failure stop me from doing something that I truly, truly enjoy doing.
Jones to Jordan, left the top of the key, shoots from there, he scores! Jordan scores! Jordan scores! The Wizards win 93-92!
You've had a lot of fantastic moments in sports. What's the greatest moment?
I mean, what started everything? You
don't say that. Don't say the shot against you.
Yeah, that was the greatest moment because I think that took me from a. If I had any doubts about playing on college level or playing with the big guys, you know, that shot gave me the confidence that I belonged where I was, you know, and that it was, you know, if you put your mind to doing whatever you want to do, you know, good things can happen, you know. So before anything else happened with Michael Jordan outside of that game and against you guys, that shot gave me the idea that I could be better than what people think and I can, you know, surpass any expectations that I may have for myself.
Let me turn it. What's your greatest disappointment in sports?
I haven't had any disappointments. I mean, you know, sports is a tool that teaches, you know, and it teaches you bad things. It can also teach you good things. It's how you perceive those things. I've looked at every experience that I've had, negative and positive, and taken that as a positive. You know, if I wouldn't change anything because I think it would alter some of the other things that happened. You know, so when I look back, I can't say that I've had any bad things happen. Sure, I mean, you don't want bad things to happen, but you deal with bad things. You can't have good or without bad.
Who's your favorite guy to play against?
Myself. If I can really elaborate on why I said myself more so than another athlete, is that because a lot of times I had to battle with myself to keep challenging myself. You know, that to me was why I would say the biggest battle was myself, because when you get to a certain pinnacle, you got to find some ways to keep going out there for 82 games.
My competitive drive is far greater than anyone else that I've met. You know, I think that I thrive on that. I think that's my biggest motivation in life, you know, is to compete. You know, find different competitions in certain things in life and try to overcome that, you know, be it positive or negative. But I have yet to meet someone who is as competitive as me, you know, and I just feel that much confident about my competitive drive.
I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career.
I think what made him so special as a marketing icon is that he was natural. Today, when everyone really tries to be like Mike, they're trying so hard to invent a persona. I think that people see through that and it doesn't stand the test of time.
I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed.
He runs his corporate empire from high atop Chicago, the city that made him famous.
Could you have imagined when you first started playing that one day you'd be sitting up here running a company that's worth $500 million?
No. I never really thought about it. All I thought about was doing what I was good at and letting that open up a lot of opportunities for me and choosing from that point on.
Michael, which were you more proud of, your athletic skills or the mental skills that you brought to the game, and which was more difficult to keep up?
The mental skills came with the education of the game, you know, that either I learned from Coach Smith before I got here, or I learned in the course of the coaching staff that I've been endured with. The mental part is hard because you have to really learn taking everything that you've learned over a period of time and apply that to your game and tie that into the physical aspect to your game and make the complete basketball player that you try to become. You know, so physically it's a little bit easier, but the mental part is the hardest part, and I think that's the part that separates the good players from the great players.
There's a lot of conversations about what your game is capable of achieving. And I'm a firm believer that if you have a good game, your game is going to say that. You know, you don't have to say it. So I guess it's trying to play down some of the trash talking, you know, animosity that's between in words and the whole promotional thing. Let your game be your promotion, your marketing tool. And that was our whole era. You know, our game gave the labels of what our basketball skills were. And then the marketing came around that. Now it's changed, you know. So I'm trying to revert back to where your game do all your talking instead of what we may say and what someone else may say about your game.
As you leave the game, what message do you want to leave to young athletes that are coming on?
Be true to the game, because the game will be true to you. If you try to shortcut the game, then the game's going to shortcut you. If you put forth effort, you know, good things will be bestowed upon you. You know, that's truly about the game. And in some ways, that's about life, too.
One day, you might look up and see me playing the game at 50. Oh, don't laugh. None of that. Never say never. Because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion. Thank you very much.
He said limits are like fears. They're just an illusion. He said it was a choice that he made. He said it was his failures after failures and failures after failures. He said, if I made you think it was easy, I apologize. He said, if I made you think it was my flash and not my fire, I apologize. If you think it all started at the free throw line, I apologize, because it was my 10,000 failures that made me successful. It was my pain that motivated my success. So you say, well, what that have to do with the power of choice? You see, because pain can be debilitating, fear can be debilitating, but you have to choose to keep persevering even when it's all seems for naught. I was reading this in Napoleon Hill's newsletter. This is called Changing Your Mind by Jim Stovall. He said, I'm a firm believer that you can change your life when you change your mind, because your mind is the most powerful tool you have. We have the ability to accumulate information and then utilize that information to make a decision, to make a choice. C.S. Lewis said, every conversation begins with a blessed defeat. There was a time when the smartest people in the world, utilizing the best information of the day, was convinced that the world was flat. They staunchly held this belief for many years, but thankfully some enlightened individuals were willing to risk the scorn and ridicule of others as they gained more information and changed their mind. While there is virtue in holding a consistent belief over a long period of time, there is more virtue than challenging your beliefs. Being willing to change and therefore being right, whether it's the flat earth, slavery, economic views, or political beliefs, we advance when we examine and challenge past thoughts in the light of new information. You see, the most important beliefs we hold are those things we believe about ourselves. Let me say that again. The most important beliefs we hold are those things we believe about ourselves. The history books are full of slaves who became kings, paupers who became wealthy, timid souls who became great leaders who changed the world. And these individuals did not change their worldview until they changed their internal view. These individuals did not change their worldview until they changed their internal view. I remember reading a story once about an eaglet that somehow got mixed with a group of baby ducks. The eaglet grew and learned about the world around him from the perspective of a duck. This continued until the day the eaglet looked far up into the sky and saw a full-grown bald eagle soaring majestically on the wing. The eaglet no longer saw himself as a duck and lived the rest of his life as an eagle. See, the world around him had not changed, but he caught a new vision of who he was and who he could be. I would challenge you to examine every area of your life, the life you are living now, and determine whether you need to change your mind about who you are and become who you were meant to be. As you go through your day today, remember, you can change your life when you change your mind. Today is the day. You get to make that choice.
You get to decide each and every day how you plan to show up. See, we are not a creation of circumstances, but we are creator of circumstances. We make our own circumstances. We make our own opportunities. But it's up to us to make that choice. The most powerful thing that we can own is our ability to choose. How are you choosing to live your life? Are you still playing small? Because you're afraid to play tall? Are you afraid to allow your big dreams? Are you afraid to stand strong in who you are? You see, at birth, life presented us with two envelopes, according to Napoleon Hill, and they were labeled rewards and penalties. And the envelope that we opened, it determines our life's course of our outcome. Deciding to choose the blessings life has bestowed predispositions us for a lifetime filled with positive choices, because that path is what we decided to pursue. See, neither a positive or negative outcome is handed to us on a china plate or a silver platter with serving spoons, but it is delivered to us by our greatest power. And our greatest power is our power to choose. We decide our course of action each day, and based upon these decisions, our lives turn from the better or for the worse. You see, many times I weigh decisions based on my finances, based on opportunities, convenience, and family, and existing duties. But honestly, I can tell you that the choices that I've made based on the things that I've wanted to do but have never done before have filled my life with the greatest personal rewards. Traveling, meeting new friends, speaking, taking the stage, and allowing another's bliss to enter my life has enriched me beyond measure. See, these are the memories that move life from a good to great, by answering the call of the wild, by responding yes in the opportunity that someone says may be lame brain, but by opening our hearts for allowing another's dream to unfold right before my eyes, by listening to that still small voice that is within me that say, go for it. You can do it, Janine. You can do it. You only have one life to live, and these choices have provided me with so many more opportunities and experiences and memories that I would not trade for the world. You see, we only come around once in this lifetime, and the choices we make determine our level of opportunities and resulting experiences. We may earn master's degrees in classes that we never intended to take, but life is a dedicated teacher, and our certificate of attendance, degree, or award of excellence is only granted to us when we decide to show up and participate. How many of us are showing up and participating in life? See, life knocks on your door. Will the invitation go unanswered? Or when you open the door and walk through to new exciting experiences. Only you know whether you are coward or king or queen of your interior mansion. I suggest that you open the door. Your very own life awaits. None before you or after you will have this very same invitation. I invite you today to open the door. Your life is called. Your life is awaiting your greatness, and the world wants to experience your greatness. You see, because nobody can do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do it. And only you can do it. You see, when Moses was called at the burning bush, and the great I Am said to Moses, I need you to go before Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Moses said, oh, no, not me, God. Mm-mm-mm. You see, because I stutter, God. Maybe this assignment is for Aaron. And God said, no. What I have for you, Moses, is for you. And what I have for Aaron is for Aaron. You've been called to the planet to do just what you've been called to do. But God, I can't even speak. I stutter. He said, when you open your mouth, I speak. You don't have to worry about it. All you have to do is show up, Moses. And see, he didn't say, Moses, you got to show up unafraid. He didn't say, Moses, go without fear. He said, just show up. It took Moses 9 times before Moses really got to shift to part of the Red Sea, because it took 9 times to remove the fear to the point that he could stand on it and knowing on that what God has called me to do, I'm here to do it. See, as we show up, nothing is more powerful than showing up, because showing up shrinks the fear every day. And you become more powerful and powerful, 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 powerful. So one day you show up and you say, wow, I am that the I am have sent me. And you're unafraid and you're not caring about what other people think. And you're so filled with the presence of your gifts and your talents that nobody else can fill you up with nothing. Because when we're not present, then other people can fill our presence up, because guess what? We're not present. And so when a void happens, somebody else fills our void, and then we take in that information and become that information that somebody else is telling us. But let me tell you something. Nobody knows, not your mama, not your daddy, not your sister, your brother, your husband, your man, your wife. Nobody knows what God has placed in you except you. So it may seem lame brain to somebody else. It may seem crazy. But what God has for you, God has for you. And only you can do it. And when we give ourselves the permission to stand in our greatness, we liberate others to do the same, because our lives are tied to so many other people's destiny. Our lives are tied to so many other people having the permission just by us showing up. We liberate other people's fears by standing fearlessly in our own power. Because our greatest version of ourselves is calling. I know that we have fear, but do it anyway. Because our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is really that we're powerful beyond measure. And I know it's not our darkness we're afraid of. It's our light. We're afraid of our own light. We're afraid of our own greatness. We're afraid. But do it anyway. Because when you show up, your light gets brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. So today, will you answer the call? Will you say yes? Will you say yes to you? Will you open the door to the invitation of you and make that choice to stand in your own greatness? To allow your dreams to prevail today. Will you allow the greater version of you to come forth? And it's all a simple choice. A simple choice to say yes. Because it is your time. It's your time. Hey.
1, 2, 1, 2. Here we go.
Your time, and that's what I want you to know today. It's your time. It's your time to rise. It's your time to shine. It's your time to live. It is our time. No more excuses. No more playing small. It's our time. That's my message today. Will you make that choice? Any questions, comments, or concerns before we move it out? All right. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I am so excited to make the choice to say yes to my dreams, to say yes to my life, to say yes to the invitation that's been knocking at the desire of my heart. And I want to thank you, because it's the Love Journey that opened the door to my life to say yes to my gifts and my talents, gifts and talents that I didn't even know I had. I thought I was coming to share things with other people and help them be what they wanted to be, but guess what? It was really all the time for me to be me. It was really all this about me learning to shine and stand in my gifts and stand in my power to speak, because I didn't want to speak in front of people. I was a great conversationalist. But don't give me no mic and stand in front of 5, 10, 20,000, 50. It could be 5 people, 20 people, 5,000 people. I did not want to do that. That was not my gift. I was like Moses, not me, God. I don't have a good command of the English language. You give that to somebody else. You know, I grew up in the hood, God. They're going to be like, get that ghetto weather off that stage. But let me just tell you, it was the love journey that gave me the confidence. Every day showing up, even though I was scared, even though I had the mindset, even though I was having negative conversation every day, and every day I would go, God, I can't do this. And every day I get off the phone almost in tears. Oh, my God. And don't let somebody call me and criticize. See, I told you, God. And it was just, they could say, well, you know, it was a good call, but, and if they said, what little but, I just blew it out of proportion in my own mind. Because it was just reinforcing what I was telling myself. You're not good enough. Oh, you ain't this. You ain't that. Oh, you're not ready to be talking in front of people. Listen to how you admit. All kind of crazy conversation that I was having in my own mind. Because I didn't believe that this was for me. I didn't believe that I could stand in front of people and massively craft a story and people would want to hear it. Because I was still telling myself I wasn't important. All that stuff from my childhood, I was still telling myself what I had to share with the world wasn't good enough. What I had, I had to change my mind. So what I realized, the love journey was never for nobody else. It was just only for me. And any blessings that I got was a blessing to share with other people. But it was really about me. It really brought home the Yogananda quote when it says, if you want to learn something, you read about it. If you want to understand it, you write about it. But if you want to master it, you teach it. I spent the whole weekend listening to myself this weekend. Never did that since I've been, I never did it. I spent the whole weekend listening to interviews, listening to myself speak. And, oh, my God, I was so fascinated by myself. I mean, I just couldn't even believe some of the questions they asked. I didn't even know the answer. When they was, I'm like, what did I say to that? Because that's a question I don't even know. And then I listened. I was like, dang, that was a good answer. And I'm just saying, when you start to operate in your gifts, I see what God said to Moses, don't worry about what you're saying. Because I speak through you. Because sometimes people ask me questions. I'm like, what did I say to that? And I was like, wow, that was a good answer. And I know that only came from God because I didn't have the answer. Even just like it, I was on an interview last night. One of the ladies called me and she asked me would I be on her call last night. And she asked me, how do you know the difference between your insecurity and when your body is talking to you? And I'm thinking to myself, wow, what was the answer to that? And I'm thinking when she asked me that, I'm like, wow, God. And the answer was so good, I was like, wow, that is a good way to learn. You have to be still and present with yourself, and you have to ask yourself, body, what is yes and what is no? And I was like, wow, that was a good answer. But, you know, so I'm just telling you, when you show up, the answers will come. Even if you don't know, even if you're walking in the dark, the light will show up if you show up. So that's my message, and I just wanted to reiterate that and just thank you all for being reflections of my gift. Because if it wasn't for you, it would be no me. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it, and I want to say thank you for tuning in to The Love Journey today. Again, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can star 6 or push the 1. And if not, we're going to take it out. Jackie, you want to lead us out? Linda's getting some rest from her vacation.
Okay.
No, go ahead, Rosa.
I have a comment. I was listening to the interview that Mike gave, and, you know, a lot of people think that, like he said, that he was operating in his gift. But when he was in high school, he could not play ball. From the free line was not his that free line throw was not his forte. That brother practiced and practiced. He lived, breathed, and thought and did basketball all throughout high school, all throughout college. He perfected his gift. It's the same like from, what's the brother who did the NFL? I can't think of his name. But anyway, he used to say to his team, perfect practice makes perfect. Guy Lombardi, I think that's who it was. I think that's who it was that said that. That you have to practice to perfect your gift. Or what you desire. Because sometimes your gift is not readily known to you, but it's what you desire God will give you. You know, it's like me with Blog Talk. I keep doing it. It's just not working right now. But that's all right. Because with every failure, it's got to be an answer, a solution, and God will give it to you, just like he gives you those answers to those questions. That right off the bat, you don't know. But when you open your mouth, God says it's speaking for you. So when you have something that you might like a lot, you might think it's your gift, you're not too sure, but you just keep practicing at it. Like, I don't like to write, but when I write, it's really good. And people commented on my blog page, and I'd be like, really? I didn't know that. You know, so I don't like to write, but when I do it, it turns out good. And I just have to let God do what he does and surrender. Somebody told me that yesterday at church. Just surrender and ask God to guide you in all that you do. He'll let you know. He'll perfect your gift. You have a saying that's always said about God. I can't say it exactly. God qualifies. Qualifies? You know what you said, Janine.
God don't qualify. He qualifies the call.
Right. So no matter what you think you need, like I want to have my PhD, I want to do this, I want to go to college, but in reality, I've been trained, at least knowledgeably, since I was six. So really, I have all that I need to do. Just do it, Rosa. And I have to tell myself that. All the time. Just do it. Because you are already educated by a lot of people who've been doing the things that you desire to do. So just keep looking at it, no matter what you think it is, no matter how it turns out, just keep doing it. Perfect practice makes perfect. Thank you, Janine. That was an amazing, as usual. An amazing call, and I am grateful for everyone who adds to my greatness. Thank you.
All right,
and
thank you.
I am complete.
Thank you, thank you. All right, well, we're going to turn it over to our wonderful sister. Let's do it.
Yes, yes, yes. We're going to close out with our closing affirmation. It is on the Love Journey page. And we're going to do this in unison. So if we can all star six, we'll do our closing affirmation. We'll do it on the count of three, y'all. One, two, three, let's do it. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me
in abundance.
All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. Yes. God's wealth is circulating in
my life.
His wealth flows to
me of avalanches of abundance.
All of my
needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously
by
infinite intelligence.
For I am one
with God.
God
is my everything.
Yes. God's wealth is
circulating in my life.
His wealth flows to
me in avalanches of abundance.
One of my very recent success ideas that really turned me on. I never offer you a success idea.
They want to do what they want to do.
Me on.
All right, y'all ready?
I receive an instant, constant supply of health and strength. Bam.
All right.
The experience of life is a great romance. You've heard me talk about the idea of living romantically several times before. And life should be a great romance. And you find that success in life really depends upon how romantic a person is. The salesman that you buy from is romantic. That's why you buy from him. It's not his product so much, it's the way that he presents himself and his product. And you should view life and approach life as a great romance. Let us give this treatment now for overflowing success and prosperity. Together, God in me is my overflowing source of success and prosperity. The mind, intelligence, and wisdom of God in me lead me into ways and means of success and prosperity. I cannot fail. I see and feel success. I see and feel new prosperity. I am always becoming greater and richer in God in every way. In God, I am a success. We're going to do the one now for unlimited money. And those of you who don't feel that that's for you, you fold up the paper and ease on down the road before we do this. Unlimited money. Together, the power of God in me is my power to get all the good that I desire. There is no limit to this getting power of God in me. By means of the getting power of God in me, I get all of the good that I desire. I see myself with an overflowing supply of money to use and enjoy. Thank you, God, in me, for this overflowing supply of money and all good. I want to do a visualization prayer treatment with you. This was affirmation, you see. We're going to do visualization together for health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity. All right, let's get comfortable now and get ready for the visualization prayer treatment. Get as comfortable as you can. Stretch your legs out if you wish to. One of the things that I'm going to program you for in this is to enjoy money more than you ever have this year. See, some of you have got it already. You just need to enjoy it. That's another thing that increases money in your life, you know, if you enjoy it. The enjoyment of money increases money. Get comfortable. Tilt your chin slightly upward. Close your outer eyes. Open your inner eye of faith. Repeat this with me. I now enter the closet of my mind.
I now enter the closet of my mind.
I shut the door.
I shut the door.
I shut out doubt and fear.
I shut out doubt and fear.
And I shut in with faith.
I shut in with faith.
I enter the theater of my mind.
I enter the center of my mind.
And I look upon the stage of my imagination.
I look upon the stage of my imagination.
And I see myself.
I see myself.
I see myself as a beautiful person in God.
I see myself as a beautiful person in God.
I see God being beautiful through me.
I see God being beautiful through me.
I and my Father are one.
I and my Father, Mother, God are one.
I see myself as a healthy person in God.
I see myself as a healthy person in God, God.
I see myself strong in spirit, mind, and body.
In spirit, mind, and body.
God in me is my help.
God in me is my help.
From birthday to birthday.
From birthday to birthday.
No matter what my age is.
No matter what the age is.
God in me is my help.
God in me is my help.
Age does not weaken God.
Age does not weaken God.
Age does not affect God.
Age does not affect God.
God in me is my health and strength.
God in me is my health and strength.
From birthday to birthday.
From birthday to birthday.
Thank you, God in me.
Thank you, God in me.
Knowing God in me as my help.
Knowing God in me is my help.
There's a healing power unto me.
For a healing power unto
and
me.
A healing power unto everyone.
And a healing power unto everyone.
Of whom I think. No matter where they may be.
Where they may be.
In this cosmic order. I send forth healing vibrations. And healings are taking place right now. I see it. I feel it. Thank you, God in me.
Thank you, God in me.
For this eternal help.
For this eternal help.
I see myself as a happy person.
I see myself as a happy person.
I see a smile on my face.
I see a smile on my face.
Listen. I hear myself laughing.
I hear myself laughing.
I feel the joy of the Lord bubbling over out of my being.
I feel the joy of the Lord.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Thank you, God, in me.
Thank you, God is in me.
This happiness. I share this happiness with everyone.
I share this happiness with everyone.
Everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go.
Even when I'm silent, I'm transmitting the joy of the Lord.
I am transmitting the joy of the Lord.
Thank you, God, in me.
Thank you, God, in me.
For this joy.
For this joy.
I see myself as a loving person.
I see myself as a loving person.
I see myself as a person who is loved.
I see myself as a person who is love.
I am loving and beloved.
I am loving and being loved.
In divine order.
In divine order.
Because I am love.
I love because I am love.
The love of God in my heart.
The love of God in my heart.
Brings me together.
Brings
and
together.
Keeps me together.
Brings people
in right relationship.
In right relationship.
With all of the right people.
With all of the right people.
For every right person.
For every right person.
Thank you, God in me.
Thank you, God in me.
For love.
For love.
I am being right with the God in me.
I am being right with the God in me.
I love this God in me.
I love the God in me.
And as long as I am right with this God in me.
As long as I'm right with the God in me.
I cannot harm anyone.
I cannot harm anyone.
And no one can harm me.
And no one can harm me.
In any way whatsoever.
In any way whatsoever.
Thank you, love of God.
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 I see myself as a successful, prosperous person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous person.
I walk success. I
walk
success.
Success. I talk.
I look success.
I look successful.
I prosper.
I am prosperous.
I only desire that which is good.
I only desire what is good.
Therefore, God blesses my every good desire.
Therefore, God is my everything.
And makes me successful and prosperous.
That makes me successful and prosperous.
I desire success and prosperity for everyone else.
I desire success and prosperity for everyone.
I love to see success and prosperity.
I love success and prosperity.
I love to see other people succeed and prosper.
I love to see other people successful and prosperous.
I bless success and prosperity wherever I see it.
I love success and prosperity wherever I am.
Whenever I see other people successful and prosperous.
Wherever I see other people successful and prosperous.
I say within myself.
I say within myself.
God bless you.
God bless them.
That's me.
Because that's me.
Now I see myself with a whole lot of money.
I see myself with a whole lot of money. Thank you, God.
I see myself enjoying money.
I see myself enjoying money.
More than I've ever enjoyed money in my life.
More than I ever enjoyed money in my life.
I see myself with a free and easy relationship with money.
I see myself enjoying money more than I ever enjoyed money before.
I see money pouring in.
I see money pouring over me.
Pouring in.
Pouring over me.
I feel it in my hands.
I see it in my hands.
I see it on my checkbook.
I see it on my cheek.
I see it in my bank account.
I see it in my bank account.
I see it hidden all around my house.
I see it hidden all around my house.
I see my pockets bulging with money.
Woo! I see my money pockets bulging with money.
I see myself traveling with money.
I see myself traveling with money.
I see myself going on shopping sprees.
I see myself on shopping sprees on Rodeo Drive with money.
Enjoying money.
Enjoying my money.
Buying what I want.
Buying what I want.
Thank you, God in me.
Thank you, God in me.
For money.
For money.
I'm excited about the way I'm enjoying money.
I'm excited about the way I enjoy my money.
Money is my servant.
Money is my
I
servant.
I do not serve money.
I don't
I
serve
think
money.
Right about money.
I think right about money.
I do right with money.
I feel right with money.
Give right with money.
I give right with money.
And because I do right with money.
Because I do right with money.
More and more money.
More and more money.
Keeps pouring in.
Just pouring in.
More and more money.
Come on, money, do your stuff.
I see myself with savings certificates. Interest-bearing investments.
Money making money. I just buy the money making money. Thank you, God.
Open your eyes slowly. I suggest that you do this visualization, particularly before going to sleep at night. I tell you this every time, and it's worth repeating. Because whatever you program your mind for in visualization, while you are asleep, your word goes forth throughout the cosmos and connects you with all of the right people and all of the right processes to bring you the good which you have programmed for in ways that you know not of. Let's stand. Until next Sunday, the presence, the power, the love, the joy, the health, the happiness, the success, the prosperity, all of the good that God is, go with you, above you and beneath you, beside you, around you, behind you, within you, and before you, and make smooth, beautiful, perfect your way.
Oh, man, it's reminding you that your life is a gift from God. What you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember that your love, love is a choice. Love is a choice, the power of choice. And remember, not just live, but dream your God-sized dreams. Have fun today doing it. Because you get to choose how you want to live your life. Let's do it. Let's have fun with it. And let's make this a lovely day. Let's enjoy our day today as we move through it. Have fun. And let bliss be the reason we move through the day. As we allow the presence of the Most High into our life today. Let him in. Let him in. Maybe I should play a whining song. Y'all remember that? Let him in. Wow. All right. Go forth and have a great, a wonderful, amazing day. Know God loves you. Know I love you. But more importantly, do you love you? Love you today. Have fun doing it. And know that you get to make your life what you want to make it. Let them in, family. Let them in. Wow. So many songs in here, I can't even find it. I was going to play a song here. I played on this. All right.
called Let Him In. Why me? Take three, baby, two.
Sweet as he can be. Said he's been so kind to me. I'm not speaking of carnality, no. It's a spiritual thing.
Have a good day. No, I love you.